USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. military carried out an airstrike on a suicide bomber who tried to attack the Kabul airport on Sunday amid the American-led evacuation of the airport. The strike is the second by the U.S. in the days following the suicide bombing at the airport. An airstrike on Saturday killed a member of the Islamic State believed to be planning attacks on the U.S. in Kabul.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan.
Major General William Hank Taylor speaking.
I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul issued a warning on Saturday that Americans within the vicinity of the airport should leave immediately to the possibility of another attack. Meanwhile, at least 30 troops were killed and at least 65 wounded in an attack on a military base in Yemen. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A judge ruled that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order to ban mask mandates in the state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is also fighting mask mandates in court, but the battle is far from over.
The battles in the courts pitting red state governors against mask mandates comes down to executive authority and the length and scope of emergency declarations, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
In a democracy, the governor, the executive, enforces the law. The executive doesn't make the law, except in cases of immediate emergency. This was a case not about whether you can have mask mandates or not. It was a case about who gets to decide.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Child obesity significantly increasing during the pandemic, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network. The greatest change in children 5 to 11 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A school teacher on the West Coast is generating controversy for her comments over the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the queers.
A California school district is investigating a viral video showing a high school teacher bragging about removing the American flag from her classroom and suggesting that a student pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ flag instead. The teacher, identified by Fox News on Saturday as Kristen Pitson of Newport Mesa School District in Orange County, was seen in a viral social media video speaking about the daily Pledge of Allegiance at her school.
Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine.
Pitson teaches English as a second language at Back Pay High School in Costa Mesa, according to her LinkedIn profile, which had been removed as of Saturday. The school's staff directory also had been taken down. Her TikTok account also appeared to be removed. The Newport Mesa District told Fox that the incident involving the teacher was under investigation. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Clashes in Germany and France between police and protesters against COVID-19 rules and vaccine passports over the weekend. German media reporting that police used pepper spray to disperse the crowds. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.